This is Malaria Minute, read by Thomas Locke.
A paper-based method of malaria diagnosis has proven accurate in 98% of cases. It works by placing a blood sample onto an origami-like strip of paper. It's then heated to reveal the diagnosis. The novel technology using microfluidics rivals the traditional rapid diagnostic style of testing, which has now been described as inaccurate. Scientists in Italy have launched an experiment using CRISPR gene editing technology. The project, funded by the Gates Foundation, alters female mosquito DNA to give them male mouths to prevent biting, and deformed reproductive organs so they cannot lay eggs. The hope is to one day release the mosquitoes in Africa. And take a listen to this.
Fever, fever, brightly burning, parasite, nightmare swirling, and farewell thee for a while, and farewell me, I won't smile, until a drug destroys thy bug that renders me defenceless.
That was Lauren Carruthers from the University of Glasgow reading her malaria poem.
Malaria Minute.